This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition of the program, post-summit edition of the program. We'll have some more excerpts of that. Sean Hannity has an exclusive interview that we have excerpts of, but asked some really good questions and got some really good answers from the president from what we know about already. So we'll have some of that for you as well. Don't forget to vote today. And if you don't know where to vote, vote.nd.gov. That's where you check out the local. It's really easy. You put in your address, it'll tell you exactly where to vote. So no excuses. You got to vote. And if you're thinking, I don't need to, just remember the pain the last time you opened up your property tax statement. Okay? That should motivate you to vote, because the people who decide how much you're going to pay are the people that are on the ballot tonight in city commission races and school board races, park board, I guess, as well. So it's important. It is. That's the dollars and cents of that. A few primary races around the state today as well. So remember that. And we had at least one listener who was a little bit concerned about the low numbers in Bismarck, said, hey, get out there. That was, I guess, last hour, but said District 32 Bismarck had 52 voters. So she didn't think that was enough. Get out there and vote. To District 32, you got a special shout-out to get going wherever you're voting. But please do so. One programming note, tomorrow on the program, Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrator, will join us. We've been working on an interview with him for some time, and as it turns out, he is in the neighborhood tomorrow. He'll be in South Dakota, so we will chat with him on the program. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow on the program as well. And as we reported yesterday, President Trump is coming to North Dakota. There is actually a date in front of him. It's not next week. There's some confusion about that because there is a rally scheduled in northern Minnesota. So some people thought, well, if he's in Minnesota, he can come here. Well, it's a presidential plane. You know, I mean, it's Air Force One. He can pretty much go wherever he needs to go. So there's no worries there. So anyway, we'll not be next week. It's not an add-on to the Duluth trip, but the president is coming. And the official date is not set, but it looks like it will be in June still. So stay tuned for that, okay? That'll be details, no doubt about that, probably in the next 4 or 5 days as it firms up, and then you get a chance to, RSVP for your tickets and all of that. So locations and it will be Fargo, from my understanding. Obviously don't know a venue yet, but anyway, those are some of the details we reported yesterday and continue to just get you up to speed on that. Trust me on this one thing. You'll know if you're listening to this program. Okay? Simple as that. All right. Let's return to our discussion about our visit today to the Tharaldson Ethanol Plant in Castleton, North Dakota. We are learning a ton. We talked to Gary Tharaldson, the namesake for it, and Ryan Thorpe is the person that runs it. Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm doing well today.
Thanks for having us, by the way.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming out.
So bring me inside some of the stuff that makes you most proud about what happens here at the Tharaldson Ethanol.
Well, absolutely. Our biggest thing is, way back in 2006, when Mr. Tharaldson had this idea to do this, he wanted to do something big back in North Dakota. A lot of people don't realize this. You know, we made a $300 million investment here right in Cass County. We're located just 26 miles straight west of Fargo. And so during this whole process, I'm the most proud that it's all North Dakota. It's homegrown. We have North Dakota employees. We grind North Dakota's corn. It's value added for the state. We keep all the tax dollars right here. All the revenue stays here. We haven't had to ship any corn in from anywhere other than this local area. We get 75 to 85% of our corn within a 50-mile radius of the plant. So it's all the local communities, the local farmers that deliver us their product. And again, it's keeping all the dollars right here in the state. Our 5 ethanol plants have an economic impact of $623 million annually to the state of North Dakota. So those are the things that we're the most proud of. Same thing, I've had 55 employees out here for the last 11 years. We have an annual payroll of $4.8 million. These are very good, high-paying jobs, benefits, you know, health insurance, 401ks, all that good stuff. And that's what makes us the most proud is we can accomplish this right here in North Dakota.
And am I right that 17% of the corn grown in North Dakota comes right here?
Yes, last year, and it fluctuates based on the overall crop size. But yes, I ground roughly 17% of North Dakota's corn last year. 60 million bushels came through our doors.
That is that's a phenomenal amount. And the price you're paying for that corn is more than they're going to get elsewhere.
Correct. Typically, our bids, you know, are 5 to 10 cents better than a local elevator. And on top of that, our procurement company, Clifford Farmers Elevator, they pay a 10 to 20 cent per bushel dividend each year as well. So especially in this low price, this low commodity environment, it's a really big deal for the farmer.
Yeah, a huge deal. I mean, again, I just want folks to wrap their mind around this idea. If there was, no such thing as ethanol, all right, and not an ethanol plant here, and the other, there's six in North Dakota?
There's five.
There's five, okay. Yep. So, the five plants are gone. Right now, a farmer wakes up and says, where am I going to find a home for 40% of my corn?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wrap your mind around that. And then, you know, the ripple effect of, you know, of so many things that go with growing that. So.
Yes, exactly right. Typically, if you look at that, once the plant was built here, it improved the basis overall, a little more competition for everybody. And the other big thing, too, I want to point out is that our elevators and our local shipper here, they're also our friends. We buy half of our corn directly from the farmer. We buy it half from the commercial elevators. So it's been a really nice mix. A lot of elevators were really worried when we announced we were going to build the plant here, that we were going to take all their business away. That nothing farther from the truth. We've been a great partner. They've been a great partner for us for these last 10, 11 years.
So now let's talk a little bit about the if it goes away, if it's not here, Ottertail Power is your power provider, and you consume more power than any single plant in the state, right?
That is correct. On a daily basis, they use big terms like megawatts. We use 14 megawatts of electricity a day. And to give the average person a kind of an idea what that is, that's 1 million kW per megawatt, so 14 million kW a day. The city of Castleton, roughly 2,600 people, the whole town only uses 6 megawatts a day. We use 14.
Where does all that power go? What are you doing?
Lots of pumps, lots of motors. You know, we're pumping, transferring our grain legs, fans. You know, so it's a really big process. You know, we make 500,000 gallons of moonshine a day. And to accomplish that, it takes a lot of inputs. We grind 170,000 bushels of corn a day. We're using 14 megawatts of electricity. We use 1 million gallons of water a day. We get this all from the city of Fargo. It's a really, really unique situation. We use roughly 7% of the city of Fargo's wastewater every day. It's piped underground 26 miles to us. We try to use that water 2-3 times, recycle it, and then we send it back to the city as well, and they treat it just like they treat all the other water, and then it's discharged back into the red. And to accomplish that, the city installed at their wastewater treatment plant up in North Fargo three big skids. It's a ultrafiltration reverse osmosis system. So they take raw sewage runoff and treat it through this process, and it arrives at the plant cleaner than your bottled drinking water. It's truly amazing. It's only one in the country that I know of. And again, it's something that we had to find a solution for the water that we needed every day. We have no lagoons. We have no aquifers. We're not taking anybody's drinking water. This is wastewater from the city of Fargo, so now it became a revenue source for the city of Fargo as well.
And a looped pipeline.
Correct.
And 20-some miles.
26 miles. It was a little expensive to do that, but we teamed up with the city and also Cass Rural Water users right here in Kindred. Again, they stepped up to the plate, built all the infrastructure for us.
What is the difference, to your bottom line because of that alone, just being able to, compared to folks that don't have that ability?
Well, number one, it's a very economical source of water. Number two, the water is so nice and clean that our equipment lasts longer. You don't have the rust. You don't have the buildup. We have to actually put salt in our boiler because there's no minerals in the water that get here. So it's hard to put an exact number on it. But again, it's environmentally friendly. And it's cost effective.
Yeah, so that's pretty incredible right there. our chat with Ryan Thorpe with the Tharaldson Ethanol Plant today in Castleton, learning a little bit about this industry. Such an enormous impact on the farmer, and that's why, you know, I'm here, honestly. When not long ago we did a day on the farm with the show. We were up at Arthur, North Dakota, and, you know, talked a farmer, 40% of his, 40% of his corn is coming right here, just down the road. So, I mean, again, I think about the difference in the overall number in North Dakota is about 40% of the corn crop goes to an ethanol plant. So that impact on the farmer is pretty extraordinary. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the end product, ethanol, what that does in oil, you know, and the benefits there, because therein lies some of the things that people are concerned about that that we hear about from time to time. Obviously, I want folks to know about the incredible impacts, because we need to consider that as well, but also give you a chance to talk about some of those other things, too. So we'll do that in a sec, Ryan, okay?
All right,
take a short break. Come back with more, and we'll have another clip, too, from the President's Summit with Kim Jong-un, Singapore, on his way back to the U.S. Right now, but a lot of accolades pouring in on the work so far in that summit. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Got a great deal for you all month long at MyPillow, and it is two premium MyPillows for one low price. All we know is that's a June offer for right now. Might go a little bit longer, but if you want to take advantage of that, it's a nice, easy one to do. Two for one, basically, the two premium MyPillows for one low price. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Comes with a 10-year warranty, so it won't go flat. And then has the 60-night money-back guarantee. You just sleep on it 59 nights, say, nope, not for me. Fine, send it back, no problem. But we know you're going to love it. Todd and I love ours. You're going to love yours. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. By the way, up to 50% off anything they sell. Anything they sell. Like if you've been hearing about the MyPillow bed and you're just going to make the plunge, there you go. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. More of our conversation about last night's. You see the CNN reporter that was trying to act all Jim Acosta, of course, is who we're talking about. Who else will we be talking about? Jim Acosta is sort of the the grandstander at CNN, but he was a real pain, yelling questions, and so Kim Jong-un got to see that. Maybe we could get Jim Acosta to go down to North Korea and be like the full-time reporter down there. Anyway, more on the summit coming up here in a little bit. We have some more clips we're going to play for you. Continuing our chat now at the Tharaldson Ethanol Plant in Castleton, North Dakota today. Brian Thorpe is with us, and we're talking a little bit about the ethanol business, the plant. Ryan's going to join us on Energy Matters, too, and we're going to get into some of the process of how what happens here, how this works. I just want to talk to you a little bit about from the standpoint of I'm going to give you a summary of some of the kind of like comments that I hear from people that say, I don't buy ethanol, I don't want ethanol, I don't, I don't get as good gas mileage, it gums up my engine, bad idea. You hear that from people. They have there's a perception among some, and I won't say it's a lot, huge amount of people, but it's sort of very vocal folks. You know who I'm talking about. Is that how much of a challenge is that for the industry?
It's a large challenge, and all those are myths. But again, it's who's making the most noise, who's out there in public, screaming and yelling about it. But if you look at ethanol, Henry Ford's Model T ran on 100% alcohol. That's what we make here at the plant every day. So we were the first, internal combustion engine that was a fuel because it was readily available back then. It was easy to make. People have been making alcohol for 2,000 years. The nice thing is now, people don't realize this, we're 10% of the fuel supply in the U.S. Last year, we burned 146 billion gallons of gas. Of that, 14.6 billion was ethanol, roughly 10%. Like in Minnesota has a state mandate, people don't realize this, they're pulling up to the pumps and putting it in their car. Every gallon of gas, unless you're a special collector, or a segment of that fuel that's the premium gas, every gallon has 10%. All the boaters say, well, it doesn't work in my boat or it's going to gum up my engine. Well, they don't realize that in Minnesota, every gallon has 10%. Same thing with E15. You're hearing a lot of talk about that it's not good for my car, my gas mileage is worse. That could be farther from the truth. I can show you multiple studies. The sweet spot is probably E20 to E30. You'll actually get a nice increase in horsepower along with better mileage. And we can show many examples like the NASCAR circuit. They've run now for 6 years on E15. All the drivers were resistant to it at first because it was change. Within three races, they had to put bigger restrictor plates on because they found out a way if they tuned their motor correctly, not only did they experience a 10 to 15% increase in horsepower, they also had a 10 to 15% increase in fuel mileage. So, again, it's how your motor is designed to run. All cars 2001 and newer can run on E15, and that's 90% of the fleet out there right now. It's getting over these myths because the oil companies, they don't like it. We've taken 10% of their market share, and I understand that. But they've also figured out, hey, the octane value of ethanol is roughly 115. So they figured out in their refining of oil that they can refine it to 84 octane, and they put our 10% blend in, and boom, they've had it up to 87 octane, which they have to legally sell at the pump. So the refiners have figured that out. But again, they don't.
That's
want
a good thing.
It's a great thing
on the oil side, right? So that's going to give them a better bang for the buck.
Now they can get another gallon or 2 gallons of gas out of every barrel of oil. Correct. But again, every market, every percentage point of market share that they give up is in billions of dollars. And I can understand if I was in their shoes as well. But hey, they want to keep all the market share that they can.
Now, I'm a bully for ethanol and regular E15 user when I can find it, or E10 because I don't have a flex fuel vehicle is because I like farmers. I like what it, this has done for the rural communities, for Main Street. All right. So there's and I, you know, if it went away, we would have some significant challenges replacing it all. There's also an argument for some. I've never, you know, really given it much stock. I don't know about the, the fact that you mentioned the octane. Does it burn cleaner? If I'm at E15, what am I burning octane?
Correct, because it depends now if that last 5% is just all ethanol, or if again has the gas only been refined to 83 now, and then added in the last 5% there to boost that up to 87. But yes, your typically your alcohol, your ethanol, it will burn cleaner and hotter. So that's why if originally we had E85 that was very popular, but people noticed a fuel drag on their mileage. Well, that's because your car isn't tuned to run on 85% alcohol. It's tuned to run on gasoline. Look at Brazil, for example. They have a 25% ethanol mandate in their country. And as long as, and their cars are very similar to us. It's a couple components is the only difference between a flex fuel and a normal car. But again, they've implemented that they wanted to be energy independent and self-sufficient. They don't import any oil. They import a little bit of ethanol. Just depends on the price of sugar and because they make theirs out of sugar cane. And sometimes they convert their sugar cane into table sugar versus ethanol. But again, it's one of these things where if your motor is designed to run on it and it's tuned to run properly, you will get better fuel economy with more horsepower because it burns hotter and cleaner. That's the higher octane level that's in it.
I take a call here from Tim in Bismarck. Question for you. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Tom in Minot. Tom, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Gary. Modern technology, 2001 and newer as far as automobiles, that's all fuel injected. When we get to normally aspirated carburetors, such as modern day, you can buy them today, all your small garden lawn tractors, things of that nature, with small orifices in the carburetors, what is your suggestion? And, what are they doing in Minnesota to deal with that? Because I'm a big ethanol supporter, first of all. I just found there's issues with normally aspirated carburetors. And what's the solution for that? Thank you.
Yes. So there's a couple things. The newer stuff I found, if it's new, running an E10 blend is just fine. What I have seen on some of the older, if you have an older lawnmower, it shines everything up. It cleans it up. And so, yes, you're going to have some debris coming through your motor. An alternative is you can buy a separate fuel that doesn't have ethanol in it. You're going to pay.
Oh, hang on one second. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Thanks for the call. Others waiting. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, Burley, Stutzman, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and 2,300 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land along the Missouri River in Dewey County, south of Mobridge, South Dakota, and equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in flight now back to the United States from Singapore after his historic summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president telling reporters aboard Air Force One he believes that Kim wants to continue working towards peace.
I can only tell you that from the time I've dealt with him, which is really like starting 90 days ago, it's been very strong. I think he wants to get it done.
The two men signed an agreement in which North Korea says it will denuclear your eyes. While the U.S. promises to assist with providing security for the North, President Trump also suggesting he may discontinue the joint military drills the U.S. has long held with South Korea. Primary ballots being cast today in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina, as more primaries will determine candidates for November's national midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Of the American people to deliver a message of hope and vision and a message of peace. Let me begin by thanking our incredible hosts in Singapore, especially Prime Minister Lee, a friend of mine. This is a country of profound grace and beauty, and we send our warmest wishes to every citizen of Singapore to really make this visit so important and so pleasant, despite all of the work and all of the long hours.
28 before the top of the hour, Donald Trump yesterday, actually early this morning, in Singapore. More of the summit coverage here coming up in a little bit. Finishing our conversation at Tharaldson Ethanol Plant in Castleton, North Dakota today. Ryan Thorpe is with us. So, Ryan, before the break, we had a call, another one waiting here that I'll get to in a second. But his call was on the small engines, and you were finishing your answer. So go ahead and finish, get caught up in the break there.
Yes. So small engines, you know, lawnmowers, tillers, stuff like that. What I found out is anything that's new, E10 is just fine in it. I understand some of the older lawnmowers, older carburetors. Ethanol is very, very clean. It's very abrasive. It'll shine up everything nice and new. And the problem is it'll let some of that older gunk debris, they might free it up and clog up your carburetor. And so there's a couple options. Number one, you can buy non-oxygenated premium gas just for your small motors, your collector items, stuff like that. You're going to pay 50 cents to a dollar a gallon more. So that's great. It's available. You can find it. You got to kind of hunt around and look for it a little bit. But again, it's much more expensive. So for the average person filling up their car every week, if you want to pay 50 cents or a dollar a gallon more, it's America, you can do that, but it doesn't make much economic sense.
Let's go to Tim in Bismarck now. Tim's next. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, I think you hit a good point when you said that the 10% ethanol or ethanol in general will make an engine burn hotter and, or not hotter, but cleaner and more power. Well, in a two-stroke, specifically like snowmobiles and outboard boats, that's not so good. And I can give you an example. I was up in Botno riding snowmobile, and I got a 1998, Polaris Ultra Triple, and I have pyrometers on it so I can see the internal combustion temperatures up around 1,200 degrees when it's on, pure fuel. You run that 10% ethanol in there, it went up to 1,450 degrees and burnt it down. So I went ahead and put larger main jets in it to try to compensate for that ethanol. And then when I started for the year, I did like I always do. I put the seafoam in there. I put the stabilizer. Then next year it wouldn't start. And I opened the carburetors up, and that ethanol completely eroded all of the shiny, gold pieces in there. They were rough like emery cloth, and everything was just kind of not good. And all the seals in the carburetor got real dry and not normal. Like when I pulled it apart, they were soft and stuff. They were dry and cracked. And then like the like bolts, the older bolts from, let's say, the 80s and 90s, a lot of them have fiberglass gas tanks, and that ethanol just eats that stuff apart. So I agree that ethanol, and I burn it in my pickup because it's cheaper, it's good for the newer vehicles, but not everybody in North Dakota has new equipment. So all the older lawn equipment, the tillers, the lawnmowers, I burnt a weed eater up with it. I'm a steel weed eater that I had since the 80s that worked great, and I put ethanol in it, and after about 15 minutes it bogged and burnt it down. So I think a cheaper alternative than buying those little pints of steel gas is just keeping the 87 pure gas available for people with old equipment.
Yes, it is available. It, like I said, it's just a little harder to find. You're going to pay a premium for that. That 50 cents.
It is cheaper though than paying for a rebuilt engine, like I went through twice. So
yes, I can hear
so
you.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, I like it for my car and all that kind of stuff.
Now, you mentioned earlier that it burns clean. So in his case, it burnt up an engine. So you're saying what it did is it went in and cleaned out whatever's lining his carburetor, and that burned up the engine?
And it burns hotter. Yep.
No, that's not what it burns hotter. And two-stroke, yes. Heat kills a two-stroke engine, including stonebills, weed eaters. Mm-hmm. If you have an old two-stroke lawn boy, lawnmower, and outboard engines, it burns hot.
Sure. Appreciate it, Tim. I think, and I've heard other people say I'd like to have unleaded there as a choice as well. I'm the kind of person who says everybody ought to have choice of the pump, right? And that doesn't happen very often in reverse when it comes to ethanol, unfortunately, because there's some places that don't give you the choice. But to me, the consumer ought to have choice, and but that's really up to the individual petroleum operators that are selling gas that have to decide to do that.
Correct.
A lot of places do. Not all do, as you say. Sometimes you got to look a little bit. All right, another question from Jay and Beulah. Go ahead, Jay. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I've got a newer Ram pickup with the gas motor in it, and it's not ethanol compatible. How high can you go with ethanol before you start doing engine damage?
E15, E10. E10 is approved for all vehicles. E15, which is the most tested fuel in the history of the United States, by the way. Any car 2001 and newer is approved to run on E15. So what year did you say your truck was?
The 2016.
Yep, so you can run E10, E15 just fine. If it's not labeled for flex fuel, I wouldn't go any higher than that, just because, sure. you don't want to void out any warranty or anything.
Okay, that's the question I had, because I know a lot of the vehicles are flex fuel, but this one wasn't when I looked, so...
All right, well, you got up to E15 now, Jay. Just tell folks where you buy. You want E15. A texter says, hey, he got my attention when he said more horsepower and better mileage. Can he tell me the changes needed to the motor to get this?
Unfortunately, I'm not the expert of what it takes to, but any mechanic will be able to tell you, like our caller previously, it burns hotter. You're going to have, it's a higher octane. I always think it burns cleaner because some people disagree, but if you put a can of gasoline beside, or a little beacon of gasoline and a little beacon of ethanol, and you light them on fire, you'll see a distinct difference in the flame. The ethanol will burn very blue, will have minimal smoke, versus the gas will have a much darker flame, again, emitting quite a bit of pollutant.
Texter says this might be in one of those myths you were talking about earlier. Ask your guest how much the government subsidizes a gallon of ethanol.
I'm happy to report since 2011, the subsidies have been zero. We have no subsidies. The only thing that we have currently is the RFS, which is the ethanol mandate, which costs the taxpayers and the American citizens nothing.
That is just to say that if you have gasoline in the U.S., a certain percentage has to be from ethanol.
Correct. Yeah. It's just a required volume obligation that we have to burn up. This year it's right at 15 billion gallons of ethanol.
Right. But no subsidy.
Zero subsidies, zero taxpayer cost.
Another one of those little myths. Hey, fascinating conversation. Here's what I want people to think about. Thonelson ethanol is the biggest, what, fifth biggest in the country?
Seventh largest.
Seventh largest in the entire U.S., so it's obviously big. Mm-hmm. And the biggest in North Dakota.
Yes.
But there are five of these plants in North Dakota. Five folks doing what Thonelson ethanol is doing. Jeff Suger and his crew out at Blue Flint, and as an example, and others as well. And you know what? Collectively, they buy 40% of the corn grown in the state of North Dakota. Just think about that, folks. Think about the agriculture is the 800-pound gorilla of North Dakota's economy. It is a huge, huge leg. Certainly, energy is a growing leg as well. There's no doubt about that. But those two together, when you merge these two with what these guys are doing, is pretty incredible. When you think about the amount of jobs, in this case, you get 55 people and a payroll of nearly $5 million annually. Think of that impact on Castleton and Fargo and West Fargo in the region. Pretty incredible. So that's what I want you to think about more than anything. Ryan, thanks for having us. It's been a fascinating conversation. Enjoyed it a bunch and learned a bunch.
Excellent. Well, again, thanks for coming out here and talking about ethanol today.
You bet. Appreciate it. We'll chat in Energy Matters, too, so make sure you listen to Energy Matters. We'll talk a little bit about the process and some more of these questions in detail. But my thanks to Gary Tharaldson and Ryan Thorpe today for having us at the Tharaldson Ethanol Plant. Todd, have you got some more of those clips ready to go? I've been promising those for a while. I know that it was late or early, I should say, this morning when the president had that press conference. Some folks probably missed this. He did an interview with Sean Hannity as well, which we're going to hear it later. But how about rolling a little bit of Donald Trump in Singapore last night?
Most importantly, I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people. Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time, under very strong circumstance. We're prepared to start a new history, and we're ready to write a new chapter between our nations.
Pretty amazing to get behind the scenes there a little bit when you think about that. The pressure of all this, the build-up to it. And, what if you get it out? You sit down and the guy's a jerk. You get nowhere with him. I mean, there's that element as well, so pretty interesting. Go ahead and roll another one.
Nearly 70 years ago, think of that, 70 years ago, an extremely bloody conflict ravaged the Korean Peninsula. Countless people died in the conflict, including tens of thousands of brave Americans. Yet while the armistice was agreed to, the war never ended to this day, never ended. But now we can all have hope that it will soon end, and it will. It will soon end. The past does not have to define the future. Yesterday's conflict does not have to be tomorrow's war. And as history has proven over and over again, adversaries can indeed become friends. We can honor the sacrifice of our forefathers by replacing the horrors of battle with the blessings of peace. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we have done.
The past does not have to define our future. You know, and that's where I think the political world tends to just want to say, well, this guy's evil. He's awful. True. He's done some terrible things. Absolutely. Look what he did to Otto Wambier. Absolutely. So, is the future continuing to lament what's happening, or is the future we're gonna blow this up and start from scratch and do something different? That's what I think is the most exciting out of this for our kids and grandkids and their kids and grandkids and future generations. So there's no longer the nuclear capability that he has. The missiles pointed at us. But I say also for, the 30 million, 20 million people, it's just about 30 million people that are there in North Korea. Yes, exactly. All right, more coming up on What's on Your Mind, our one final segment. Last chance to get a comment in if you'd like one. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. And tell us, what's on your mind?
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Live and on location at Donaldson Ethanol today. The biggest electricity user in North Dakota. We thought we'd come out here and see what, you know, takes all this electricity. The biggest natural gas user. We produce a little of that here in this great state as well. So, see what that's all about. The place that's buying 40% of the corn of the state. No kidding. Pretty phenomenal. Right here. Right now. On location, on what's on your mind today, learning a lot. And also recapping the summit of Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore yesterday. let's see here. Brian in South Dakota, I want to get you in. And I also want to give you one little bit of breaking news here. Peter Navarro is the president's trade advisor. And he is the fellow you may remember who, after the president left the G7 summit in Canada, made a comment about Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Said that there was a special place in hell for him. Remember that? He's put out a statement today saying, in conveying that message, I used language that was inappropriate and basically lost the power of that message. I own that. That was my mistake, my words. All right, so probably a good idea. Because to start there... You know, Todd and I had a little disagreement one day, and I said, hey, Todd, you know, there's a special place in hell for you, buddy. I'm telling you what, I can't even believe you made me say, you know, that phrase over again. Then tomorrow would be a hard time to say, hey, Todd, how's it going today? Nice to have you on the show with me, you know what I mean? So it can't really get many deals done. I'd get the buzzer for that one, wouldn't I, Todd? I think so, yeah. I think that would be appropriate. I don't know. That just seemed really over the top anyway. But, I think Trudeau's a lightweight. I mean, he's, but you can't say that when you're in the middle of, you know, negotiations and trade and everything else. It's just not going to get you anywhere. So don't think that makes much sense. All right. Back to the Trump clip in a minute here. First, but Brian in South Dakota had a question. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't usually call in, but I just couldn't resist this one. I am an unintentional supporter of ethanol. We are on a farm. And just because ethanol was a little cheaper, we filled all the tanks with ethanol years ago. And we have engines that are from the 70s, Briggs & Stratton. We've got a lawnmower from the 80s, and we have never had a bit of trouble with anything. If anything, you might notice the gas will be a little browner because it's cleaning up the gas tank at first. But the best thing to do is put a filter on it right away before it gets to the carburetor. And I mean, we've used it for years and years, never had a overhaul problem. We have a Briggs & Stratton lawnmower from the 80s yet. And I don't know what all the hype is about ruining motors. I guess I've never seen it. I did everything wrong, and we still use it. And if anything, what I did like was that it will get rid of the water that usually settles into a sediment bulb. It will burn it, you know, run it through the engine, and I just have no complaints, I guess.
Well, good for you. Yeah, you know, for each is on. I mean, some are going to like it, some are not. I don't think if we're talking about is ethanol a good idea or a bad idea. First of all, I think it's a good idea just because of what it does for our ag economy and everything else. As far as whether or not you use it or not, make a decision on what's best for you. You know, everybody has to make that decision, and I don't like that we have that conversation in the course of, well, what about my weed whacker? What about my lawnmower? Because it's such a small piece of the pie. But great to hear it's working for you, Brian. That's for sure. And others obviously have shared the same story, but some tell a different story. That's okay. Appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing.
Yep.
800-228-0550. Love our listeners. South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, Canada, wherever you're listening. Here's more of Donald Trump yesterday at that summit. I can't get enough of this. Roll another clip, Todd.
There is no limit to what North Korea can achieve when it gives up its nuclear weapons and embraces commerce and engagement with the rest of the world that really wants to engage. Chairman Kim has before him an opportunity like no other to be remembered as the leader who ushered in a glorious new era of security and prosperity for his people. Chairman Kim and I just signed a joint statement in which he reaffirmed his unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Wrap your mind around that. Wrap your mind around that. Now, if you don't like Donald Trump, what are you going to say? Oh, it hasn't happened yet. Well, no kidding. Has it ever happened the second anything signed? One more, Todd. Roll it.
We also agreed to vigorous negotiations to implement the agreement as soon as possible. And he wants to do that. This isn't the past. This isn't another administration that never got it started and therefore never got it done. Chairman Kim has told me that North Korea is already destroying a major missile engine testing site. That's not in your signed document. We agreed to that after the agreement was signed. That's a big thing.
It is.
For
it
the
is
missiles
indeed.
That they were testing.
What a deal. What a deal, folks. There you go. Historic day. This event will not cease today. It begins today. A lot of coverage to come on that. But another big day for Donald Trump. Huge victory. Another reason he won, folks. Isn't it great? God bless you. See you tomorrow.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hedlund from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.